Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another broadcast of Winning with the Word. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, Jesus tells the story of two men, one of whom built his house on sand and the other of whom built his house on rock. Perhaps some of you are familiar with that story, but for those of you who are not, let's read it from the Living Bible translation. All who listen to my instructions and follow them are wise, like a man who builds his house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents, and the floods rise, and the storm winds beat against his house, it won't collapse, for it is built on rock. But those who hear my instructions and ignore them are foolish, like a man who builds his house on sand. For when the rains and floods come, and storm winds beat against his house, it will fall with a mighty crash. In this passage, we have two men, each of whom built a house for himself. One of the men built his house on solid rock, and when the storms came and the strong winds blew, his house stood firm and did not collapse because it was built on a foundation of solid rock. No matter what the weather, this house stood because it was held up by a sure foundation. The other man, however, built his house on sand, but when the storms came and the strong winds blew, the second man's house fell because it was built on a foundation of sand, a foundation too weak and unstable to hold up a house. As a result, when the hurricanes hit, this man's house did not stand a chance against the severe winds. It succumbed to the storm. Jesus calls the man who built his house on rock a wise man, and he calls the man who built his house on sand a foolish man. What made one man wise and the other man foolish? The answer, obviously, is each one's choice of a foundation for his house. The wise man built his house on a strong foundation. The foolish man did not. If you were going to build yourself a house, you would certainly make sure that the ground on which you planned to build it was of such a quality as to be able to support your house. Certainly, you would not build your house on a piece of ground that would not be able to hold up your house. Before you spent your hard-earned money, you would check the lot on which you planned to build your house. Well, one of the two men in our story did not do that. He built his house on sand, and as we saw, he suffered the consequences. The decisions of the two men in our story reflect more than their decision about the location of their houses, however. On a deeper level, each man, in his choice of a foundation for building his house, reveals his individual value system. When Jesus told his stories, more commonly called parables, he used everyday situations that carried more than one level of meaning. For instance, in this parable, the house represents not only a real house, but it also represents a person's life. The rock represents not only real rock, but it also represents the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. The Word of God is also another name for the Bible. The sand represents not only real sand, but it also represents rejection of the Word of God, or, in other words, rejection of the Bible. Jesus describes the man who builds his life on the Bible as a wise man. By the same token, he describes the man who builds his life on rejection of the Bible as a foolish man. Jesus further explains that building one's life on the rock means not only hearing God's word, but obeying it as well. On the other hand, building one's life on the sand means hearing God's word, but refusing to obey it. It is interesting to note that in this passage, Jesus equates wisdom with obedience. He says that the man who hears his words and obeys them is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. Jesus also equates foolishness with disobedience. He says that the man who hears God's words but does not obey them is foolish. Which kind of person are you? Are you wise or foolish? Are you only a hearer of the word, or are you a hearer and a doer of it? Do you obey God's word, or do you ignore it? If you are wise, in other words, if you hear God's word and obey it, let me encourage you to continue along that pathway, for it will bring you abundant life. Most likely, you have already experienced that abundant life through your obedience to God's word, so you understand what I mean. If, however, you are foolish, in other words, if you hear God's word but do not obey it, then let me encourage you to become wise by becoming a doer of the word as well as a hearer. All it takes is a decision to change. James chapter 1, verse 25 tells us that he who is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of God's word, will be blessed in what he does. Why then, if you would take such care in building a house, would you not take at least as much care in building your life? Most people don't think of their lives in that way. It reminds me of those people who take better care of their cars than of their bodies. Such people put only the best gasoline in their cars, but they put the worst kinds of foods into their bodies. Somewhere along the way, their value system has gone wrong. Perhaps you are one of those many people who have never heard the word of God, and you don't even know what I'm talking about. You may be one of those people the Apostle Paul refers to in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, when he writes, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" If this describes you, then listen carefully to the rest of this broadcast, because I am going to show you how to become wise by building your life on solid ground. The Bible, God's instruction manual for man, has a lot to say about building one's life on a solid foundation. That solid foundation is the Word of God, who is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the Bible are all one and the same. If you want to be truly successful, you must build your life on Jesus Christ, for He is the only foundation that will keep your life from collapsing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, Jesus refers to Himself as the rock. He is the spiritual rock upon which our lives must be built if we expect to withstand the storms of life. Well, in practical terms, how do we build our lives on Jesus the rock? Very simply, we do so by obeying His word. And what is His word? His word is all that is written in the Bible. In other words, we build our lives on a solid foundation by obeying what the Bible instructs us to do. It follows then that we must know what the Bible instructs us to do in order to be able to obey it. For how can we obey instructions of which we are not aware? Just as ignorance of man's law does not excuse us from its consequences, neither does ignorance of God's law excuse us from its consequences. In fact, God Himself says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." For example, just because you are ignorant of the law of gravity, you will still fall if you step off of a building. You will still suffer the consequences of the law of gravity, even though you don't know about the law of gravity. The same is true of the spiritual laws that are in the Bible. Just because you are ignorant of them does not mean that you will be exempt from the consequences that ensue from disobeying those laws. Let's take, for instance, the law of sowing and reaping as found in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Let me read it to you. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." This law tells us that we will reap whatever we sow. In other words, we will get back in life whatever we give. For example, if we sow strife, we will reap strife. If we sow hatred, we will reap hatred. If we sow kindness, we will reap kindness, and so on. Now, just as the law of gravity has been operating in your life ever since you were born, so has the law of sowing and reaping. When you were a toddler, you may have fallen off the bed. At that young age, you probably did not understand the law of gravity, but it worked nevertheless. When you eventually became aware of the law of gravity, you treated it with respect. Likewise, the law of sowing and reaping has been operating in your life as have all the other laws in the Bible. You may not have been aware of these laws, but they have been operating nevertheless. Just as we treat the law of gravity with respect, we should likewise treat with respect the spiritual laws that God has revealed to us in the Bible. To treat these laws with respect is to obey the instructions that stem from them, and to obey the instructions God has given in the Bible is to be a wise man or a wise woman. You can see from this that it is vitally important that you become familiar with the Word of God. Perhaps, as I said earlier, you have never even heard of the Word of God. Perhaps you've never even opened a Bible. Where should you begin? My answer to you is to begin by asking Jesus Christ, the rock of truth, to be the foundation of your life. Decide today to build your life on Him and Him alone. Here is a simple prayer to help you do just that. Simply repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, for far too long, I've been trying to build my life on sand. I've been doing things my way, with the result that my life is falling apart. But now I want to build a new foundation for my life. I want you to be that foundation. And so I ask you to take over my life and rebuild it according to your specifications. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again Christian. I invite you to write to me at Dr. Maryann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at Maryann Diorio, that's D-I-O-R-I-O.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. Also, I invite you to visit my website at MaryannDiorio.com. There you will find many resources that will help you grow in your walk with the Lord. You can also contact me there with your prayer requests. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is Dr. Maryann Diorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.